Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, March 10th, 2020. It's typical 2020. Everybody's on their phones looking down. Nobody's looking at each other. we barely acknowledge each other's hair. We're all here. But anyways, hosting along with myself tonight, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
What's up? Shaking your head.
Just a going forward.
And then sometimes a fly on the wall, sometimes not. I don't know. It's Matt Esposito. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, he don't got a mic. Oh, man. I forgot.
I don't have a mic. I don't have a camera.
Right here.
I'm no fly.
You can't sit over here? All right. You get
it. Yeah, well,
there you go. Cindy can
turn
this over. And speaking of Cindy, wasn't sure if she was coming or not, but she's here, Cindy Clark.
Yeah, we got a bet, so it's all right.
All right, we'll see who wins the bet. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but
hey,
we'll see what the bet is at the end of the night.
I haven't seen him log on yet, but when I see him log on, we'll talk about a bet.
All right.
Hey, over there. That thing moves around that way. You got to probably unloosen it.
Okay. Oh, turn it. Can you see her? How about that?
How about that?
Is that better?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. How about you? Are you in there? How about that? I'm sorry. I thought it was you.
I thought this was a radio show, not TV.
I know, right? Already, the only woman in the room. The only woman in the room critiquing the rest of us.
Yeah, but...
Well, I keep telling you, I got a face for radio, not TV.
Right, so why are we doing the TV thing? I am the first loser.
Hey. What? Hey, wait.
You know, hey, wait
no,
a minute.
No, no. She came from last. I don't...
See, now, there's a difference.
Yeah.
So.
I wasn't going to come on tonight because I told him I would only if I win, and I did not win.
You know what?
So
you're always
really
a winner.
I'm not even worthy of being here.
You're always a winner to us, so you're always welcome.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear a few things from you. We haven't seen you since, a couple weeks back?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, you know. Lots happened in a couple weeks. Your boyfriend had a birthday, and you guys did some stuff. That's pretty exciting.
I threw him out of an airplane,
yeah. Right? So that, I want to hear about
did
that.
Did you just toss him, or
well,
did you,
talking smack like he wanted to do it. My friend Tracy, they've been saying, oh, yeah, we would totally do it. Would you do it, Cindy? I'm like, no, that's stupid. Why would you jump out of
a perfect airplane, right? Yeah.
And they're like, you're race a car, you won't go up in the airplane? I go, no, that's just
stupid. There's a little bit of difference.
I'm in control in the car. So I had been planning this for 6 months.
Really? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's on his birthday.
Hey, you should have told us. We would have advertised it on the radio for him.
It was a surprise.
Okay.
And I'm really bad at secrets. So I could ask him, do you want your birthday present? Do you want your birthday present? He's like, no, on my birthday. I'm like, you want it now? Can I give it to you now? He's like, it's not my birthday. So finally, the day before, he's like, all right.
So what did you get me, right?
So then he opened it, and he had the look of horror on his face.
No way.
I was like, oh my gosh, I'm the worst girlfriend. I just got him the worst gift
has
in the world.
Has he ever done anything like this before?
No.
So he's not an outdoorsy.
Yes.
Oh, he is outdoorsy?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's an adrenaline junkie, too.
Really?
So that's why I was really surprised by his reaction when he was like, this is the dumbest gift ever. That's what the look on his face said. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm a dumb girlfriend. But... Because I said, well, I thought you wanted to do this. He's like, you've been talking about it. He's like, well, talking about it and doing it are two different things.
So what was the conversation over 6 months ago? Hey, I'd love to.
When did you
do
that with
our house? Talking smack for a year and a half.
I do that.
I'm on
these
my
guys
bucket
are,
list. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know. And
wait a minute.
I live in Boulder City, so we see them jump out every day. And I'm always like, look at those dumb idiots jumping out of their mind. You can hear them scream. Like,
right.
You'll be doing yard work or something.
Yeah,
you can
hear
screaming
right.
up in the air. You're like, that's just dumb. And then you can hear the parachute open up. It's like, that's totally dumb. But he's always like, oh, I would do it. Like,
talk
you know, make
smack,
him. Yeah, talking
yeah.
smack. So then when I put him up to it, he was like, ooh.
Well, I'm afraid to ask what else is on his bucket list, because what's for his birthday next year?
We need to do off road. Do that class out at Speed Vegas.
I'm
with
there you go.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
with you.
Cool. Trophy truck.
Hey, what,
we don't
we
have
know
to
somebody.
Keep that a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does she.
I know.
Birthday's
that's
next.
I mean.
Let's go.
Oh, man. Cindy gives the best
Mine's
birthday.
Mine's in December.
She gives the best birthdays.
Yes.
I know. I found out that.
I don't have one anymore.
his is on
June, right?
February 29th.
Yeah. No, February 30th.
February 30th.
Yeah,
actually,
okay.
February 29th is every four
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
He hasn't aged a bit. No.
So, anyways, he did it and he had a great time. He wants to do
did
it again.
Did you do it too?
Heck no.
What?
Come on. That's stupid.
Hey, come on. I want to see the Wonder Woman cape. There's a Wonder Woman cape.
Well, and you know, Matt Jaskel, you
right.
know, that's what he does for a living. So it turns out he's buddies with the Jace, who was the person that took Dennis out.
Right.
They were buddies. So we got, you know, he got like the best instructor out there too. So was
it a tandem jump? Like,
yeah.
Really?
Tandem.
So you got to be someone's biatch for a little bit.
Well, it's cool because then you don't have to focus on when do I pull
right.
my core, when do I, you know, how do I steer
yeah, of
this.
Course.
You can just
I'm
like
just joking,
free fall. You free fall right. for a minute and a half.
Right. Wow.
He says that's a complete rush, and then they pull the chute, and then you kind of float down. But you know that you have the instructor making sure you don't die.
Well, I think you have to do so many hours before you can even
you,
attempt
own.
To do yourself.
Really?
Flying.
Speaking of Dennis, he says he's ready to jump again.
Oh, yeah, he's crazy.
He's ready to do it by himself this time,
yeah,
right?
By himself.
That's crazy.
Next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you do it?
Because that's stupid.
Not on your bucket list.
Yeah.
No. What's on your bucket list then?
Trophy trucks.
Okay.
Hey, I guess we got the same bucket list.
You're right. So you two can go together at a on
yes.
an off-road.
I'm getting sort of close. They pay me to go down to Baja and work the media center. So at least I'm there.
You're there?
That's close.
You know what? You're
I can physically drool on the trophy truck.
You know how many entries are there in these things usually? Are they 100?
There's 165
so
today.
So if you were to ask 160 of them if you could ride along, you're
right?
bound to get a yes.
The odds are in my favor.
Exactly.
You're right.
So all you got to do is ask the question.
And I was talking to Brendan. I mean, you know, something happens to his co-driver, I'm right there.
Where's his co-driver?
The thing
we
is,
can,
I don't know.
We
that
can
I'm
help that along.
Montez.
Yes?
I don't know if I'm going to have room for my helmet this time, because this year we have to bring our own pillow, towel, sanitizer, sanitization wipes, toilet
right.
paper. So I don't know if I'll have room for my helmet.
Well, half that stuff on your list you can't get, so you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Well, in my profession, luckily, I have all of that because I use all of it daily.
Okay.
Like toilet paper. What is the deal with the toilet paper?
Well, I don't know, but our backdrop, we still have plenty of
yeah.
backup here.
Yeah.
As soon as that, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but does the coronavirus like go in your lungs and come out your butt or something? Like, what do you know? It's toilet paper.
I know it hangs out for a couple of weeks, so you can get past
3 to 14 days.
Is that what it is? So
yeah.
You get past a couple of weeks, we quarantine ourselves for 2 weeks, we're good. Yes. You know, our neighbors are good. We keep them inside.
But the question I had is, all right, now that you have all this toilet paper, you have all this water,
mm-hmm.
you hoarded all this stuff, when do you decide to use it?
When martial law hits and you can't leave your house.
So you sit on it, so then when your spouse goes and grabs a roll from the garage, you're like, I
right.
have to go buy two more to replace it now? Are you like...
Well, it depends on, yeah, I guess, how crazy you want to get.
But why weren't you using it before?
Well, you were. You just didn't have backup, see?
But
what do you need backup for?
Because let's say they did a quarantine. What are you
going to
use?
Yeah, but you buy toilet paper and you didn't get food or like milk?
Well, no,
they're
going to
eat the toilet paper.
Well, no, exactly. So, I mean, realistically, you probably worry about the food first. Most people say, like, we'll stock up on ammo because then we can get all the food and toilet paper we want.
Right.
Exactly.
Ammo.
Well, I go to the Utah Costco. Sometimes they have like those survival, you
mm-hmm.
know, 3-year kit.
Yep.
Like, I would think those would be gone.
Right.
Just toilet paper.
But no, that
hey,
would make more sense.
Hey, Glenn says, so when you get sick, we don't plan on getting sick. So
Well, I guess that makes sense, because if you're forced to eat your pet, you're going to get sick. All right, I'm sorry I said that.
But if there's no toilet paper and water because it's all hoarded, then
okay,
what's
start.
The general public doing?
Well, they're drinking the sewage water that
okay,
you just trapped out.
Okay, so back to racing. We did have opening night.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey,
I was told today that this is a radio show, not a Tease Phil Goodwin show.
Okay.
As we teased him last week about the Golden Knights and the Kings, so.
Right.
But now.
Racing.
I was asked to leave the shop because the Kings beat the Avalanche, and his mom is an Avalanche fan.
Oh,
so.
Man. So you did twice the crap to him.
Yes.
So let's tease his mom.
I don't know if she's listening.
Oh, okay. Well, Phil will pass him on. All right.
Back to racing.
So did you go to
no.
the opening night at the Boring?
No, I did not.
I
yes.
know Gary did. It was,
I heard
it was
a good
actually
night.
A great night.
I heard it was a good night.
Tim has done another excellent job putting together a great season of racing for us. And we're also looking forward to the late model truck series this Saturday.
I know. I can't believe it's already here.
Do you have any extra trucks or did you rent them all out?
Well, we have a good full house, and we have great sponsors that sponsor some cool things for us, like Hair Claire with Cindy Clark, which for the second year she's done this for us was the custom racing earbuds. Is it the same situation? You want to do this? Are we doing the same thing? If you win the heat
and
the main during the same
night, this is free.
Oh my gosh, nothing's free, is it?
I'm also
it is free for
sponsoring fun. Sebastian and Lexi this year in
really?
The Bandolero series.
Cool. What are you doing for them? The
custom earbuds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And if you don't know anything about it, give Cindy a call. You can call 725-333-HEAR. That's 725 area code 333-HEAR. Ask her the questions. You go to them. You make it easy on everybody.
Or they can come to my beautiful office. I had somebody drive all the way from Pahrump. Just
no way. Just
for
your office.
Yeah.
See? They want to see your
because they
want to
go fast, because it really does help you go faster, because if you can hear better and you don't have to worry about sound and wind and understanding what your spotter's saying, you can focus on just driving, it makes you go faster.
You know what? And Gary's got multiple pairs. And
Yes, I do.
He has them for a reason, because he loves the fitting that you do for him, and he also loves the earbuds.
And you can get custom colors.
Yes.
Gary has purple.
See?
Yes.
What, obviously you make the different colors, so it's easy for a racer to, on race night, when they got 100 things going on in their mind, to know which one was left and which one's right, to be able to throw them in the right and left ear properly and get going and on their way. But they can pick different colors.
Yes. And we even do musicians plugs. And
really?
There's a gal that works at the drag strip who has just plugs, like not radio plugs.
Mm-hmm.
They're just ear plugs, but they're custom. So she gets to
protect
her hearing. Yep. And
no way.
She got,
I didn't know that.
She got pink swirly sparkle.
Sparkle. Oh. If JJ was here, he'd do his sparkly thing.
Yes.
So, but Matt, you're going to have to take over. Sparkly.
Uh-huh.
I can't do it. So. He ain't going to do it. He's looking at me like, hey, I quit.
So the late model pro series looked good. That was a good race.
I heard it was something else. They had a good turnout, a lot of interesting racing.
No, it was good racing for sure, yeah. David Anderson got second, and ironically, I got second, and I'm wearing an old David Anderson fire suit now. They gave me their old one.
Sweet.
So maybe I should have gotten first place this fire suit.
So who got first in that division?
Who won?
Who won that?
Won.
Do you know?
I was focused on David.
Matt will handle that for us. He's going to look up on race monitor.
Williams.
Oh, then the skid plate.
Well, I'm talking about the pro.
Yeah, Ben Williams schooled us
in
the skid plate.
Now, has he won before?
Yeah, he won the last race of the season.
Oh, last year. So he was figuring
fast.
Things out.
Like,
okay.
Like, you know, I mean. Don Williams knows some stuff about the bull
ring. Yeah, he's been around a little while.
Yeah.
Right.
And Ben, I mean, he's so great. He's come a long ways as a driver. I know some of his speed was instant, so I know they figured something out. But to his credit, he's also come a long ways as a driver. He's really gotten better. Before, he was really timid, and now he's, you know, he's mixing it up. He passed cars and he held his car together. So, you know, hats off to him.
Well, are you guys allowed to do stuff to your engine?
No.
So what's there to figure out?
It's stock. Maybe you put another stock engine.
He put new spark plugs in.
Yeah. He said they gave it some spinach.
Spinach, oh. Yeah. So he has to come out with the Popeye theme to beat the Wonder Woman theme.
Well,
it's not going to happen. I was catching him at the end, just saying.
Yes.
But in practice, Ben did.
He did a new track record.
Yeah, he broke into the 28 seconds.
Now, that's not official unless it's during like a qualifying or official race or something.
Race,
right?
Yeah.
But it can happen. He's right there.
So my wonderful boyfriend preps my car because I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about doing that rally cross in it. And he told me no.
What?
So
no.
I'm thinking about maybe I should just get another car and do the rally cross. There's a new track out in middle of nowhere between here and Kingman.
Mm-hmm.
And they race motocross right now. But they're having a Vegas car rally car race. And you can bring whatever you have. You got an old bomber?
Got a BMW I can take.
Yeah.
No, that's too new.
Oh, sheesh.
Don't you have something in the backyard?
Nope. It's cleaned out. Actually, that car is a demolition derby car now that runs at the plaza in downtown.
Because I think the rally might be a lot like demolition derby. We could put it in that.
Yes.
There's Mike's infamous car. Take that one out there. The one that keeps hiding from the crusher.
Oh, I will take. Oh, I got pictures of its home.
It won't go to the crusher. It won't go. He's mad because I beat him in it.
No, I'm not mad.
See, that's the only thing I have to say because then now he won't push the crush.
Well,
crush
I've heard there's, since there's not really a bomber class in Pahrump, aren't there some dirt bomber cars around?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But is it a full size car? Aren't those just mini cars that's going on out there?
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the rules yet.
We'll look into it a little deeper. I had seen that. I think it was mini cars.
I hate to have like a full-size car and then a small little four-banger kind of rallying around together because if one bumps the other, I know which one's going flying. Won't be the big car. But that sounds like fun.
So who run the Pro Late models, Matt? Did you look that up?
Tenerife.
Tenerife 1?
Right, right. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, that car is really fast.
So go ask him for a suit.
And not, then you'll not to get off that.
Yeah, but he's like, isn't he 16 years old?
No, he's like 14 years old or 15 years old.
They allow that under 16?
His brother races the Junior Late models.
Yes.
Yes. Both of them kids. Mm-hmm. And at one time, they were both in the junior late models. Yeah.
And then the modified Kaylee Barker showed up and, you know, she got fourth, I think.
Fourth, yep.
Yeah. So she raced the modifieds, but not the pro lates? Or,
no.
You know she's racing super lates, too?
I'll let you know next
modifieds?
Week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. So a lot of people kind of trying to save some money and go race the 602 modifieds, huh?
Yeah, that was a great field of cars.
Yeah, I heard it was quite a few.
Yes.
So, didn't one of the Jacks kind of stole the night, didn't they?
Yes. Sam won the modifieds. Kyle won the super stocks, and Kyle won
the bombers. Wow!
Yep.
Congrats.
Maybe I should borrow his fire suit.
Yeah, there you go. One of the Jacks.
I'd probably fit in that one.
Oh, glad to see Kevin Terrell checking in here. It's nice of him. Yeah.
How far does he
go? The wrong side.
Kevin also had said he was bringing a Pro Late model out. I don't know if y'all saw that. Did y'all see that? I posted all about that. I did see Kevin Terrell. I did not see him in a Pro Late model, though.
Yeah, well, when I saw him, I was like, it don't look like you're dressed to race.
No.
So that's okay. He's on his own agenda when he.
There's a lot of skid plate cars supposedly coming out. Even Arnie, he said he's trying to find one. Put together. Yeah, he'd do good. And then the Klein crew, they have a clown car. Did you see that one?
No.
They declined to race it.
Chris Klein in a clown car.
It's one of his team members.
Oh, okay. All right.
And they, you know, it takes a while to get the hang of it. So they felt like they needed to do some more work on the car, although really probably just more seat time would be helpful. Right?
It's a skid plate. You just go out there and spin and
but the thing is, you don't get practice time outside. Like some of the cars you can take out to the desert or down a street somewhere, unload it off the trailer, and at least run it back and forth. Skid plate, you can't practice anywhere.
Yeah, but even if you went to
your neighborhood,
even if you went to a parking lot and practiced on the flat surface, it's totally different than the
right.
A couple years ago, there was a guy practicing in the parking lot of the bullring.
That's right.
That was me.
No, it wasn't.
But that's what I would do. I would unload it off the trailer and I'd go into the back lot and just kind of try to get a feel.
Well, I've
doing
driven
so
by
the
bullring before and the gate's been open, so just kind of sneak out there and go until they kick you out. I'm not condoning that, but it could happen.
Tim's not watching.
Okay. But so there's some skid plate.
Yeah, I think we're
going to
have we had 8 show up, so
okay.
I think we'll, you know, we'll get it to 12, maybe 15 this year.
And then we can ask Tim for a mini stock division so we can take the skid plate cars,
well, you know, and
leave the wheels on and go mini stock.
Yeah, we already have like 17 classes of cars though.
Well, Tim's tried the mini stock before. I don't think he tried real hard at it, but he did try that for a little bit years and years ago, and there just wasn't a high demand for it at the time.
Right. But if we can use the same cars for 2 classes, mm-hmm. so one race is a skid plate, and then maybe the next week or the next race is a mini stock where we can use the same car, bounce it back and forth.
Just take your wheels off, go racing per up.
Yeah.
Kind of the same concept, just getting
Smotherman used to bring his car and race it.
Yeah.
In the,
I don't have a full cage, so I couldn't bring mine, but built it.
Well,
but wouldn't it be worth it to build a full cage?
Yeah.
Dennis is listening, so he can start on a full cage.
We've had that conversation.
I mean, realistically, you should probably put as much cage in as you can, I would think.
From experience, I say yes.
Right. So I heard you came, and I'm going to heard it from Gary, so I'll tell you my source. Said you did real well and came from behind and
first
worked
loser.
Your way up through the field. And how many laps did you guys do?
15.
15 laps.
I needed 3 more, though.
Almost. So you got close or moved up?
I needed 3 more laps.
To get to – but you – was
could
it
see
a close
–
oh, okay. So he actually got a run out
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
huh? Wow.
He took the lead right out of the first corner, and I was still last. So I had to pass a few cars.
So do you find that, like, when people start getting spread out, they actually start doing worse because they're trying too hard, and these cars are so easy to spin that they overdrive and get spinning? If you just stayed calm and just kind of drove, you would get more speed out of it, I guess.
I kind of see that. You do, I think, have more control and go a little faster if you're following someone.
I don't know. Even in a regular, I mean, you can attest to that in late models and different types of race cars. That happens. You overdrive. You push yourself too hard. So you go in too deep in the corners and you scrub speed because you went in too fast instead of taking your time.
Yeah, when you're chasing, when you're chasing is when you start making mistakes.
And you get slower and you don't think so. You think you're going faster, but you're not. Is it the same way in the skid plates where you should just kind of stay calm and, you know, just hit your lines and know what, you know, try not to overspin, I guess, or something like that?
My experience is I'm just super nervous on the start and I overdrive at the start.
Right.
Once the race gets going, I get in a groove. I hit my marks, calm down.
Do you talk to yourself? Like,
I totally
okay,
do.
Okay, do that. Okay, I'm doing.
So what I'm saying in the skid plate car is, where's the next guy?
Okay.
That's my target. And I don't see anything else but that car.
Right. So
and
you
I
pick
them
off one by one.
Pick them off one by one. So where am I at? What's my next target?
Yeah,
and then I drive.
Scary.
Yeah, so if I'm chasing someone, I way overdrive. Like I probably don't have any brakes left. And then so my brakes were glowing.
Glowing.
Like I even got messages from track officials, did you know your brakes were on fire?
Do you need to use brakes?
I use a lot of brakes.
I mean, can you like run a low gear and just kind of get your, because I mean, you're talking about these engines that can wind up to 7,000 RPM.
So you can't turn these things in the corner. So you have to slow down in the corner. Mm-hmm. But then you're slow. So then you got to go fast on the straightaway.
Right.
So then you got to slow down for the corner a lot.
So big,
in my car, if I don't slow a lot, and it will never pivot. But if you set it, you know, like some cars are set up different where you can kind of go in hotter mm-hmm. and keep that momentum. Mine does not. Mm-hmm. So I am here on the brakes.
Is there a tire rule?
No.
You just run whatever tire you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Supposed to be stock DOT tire.
Any stock DOT tire?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's supposed to be, you know, one that came with a car, but.
Oh.
What were you thinking?
Well, no, I was just wondering. I mean, come out with these big, beefy, real fat tires.
50s on there, yeah.
But it's, you can't really modify any other part of the car. So if you put something too big, then it's going to hit if you turn. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? You can't do too much.
Yeah, if you run a small tire, you're over revving your car. And then if you run a slim profile, it's a harder compound, so you have less flex.
Well, you can tune it in with
your
slide size, I guess. So let's say you're not hitting the RPM you want and you need a couple more hundred RPM, you could change your rim size or something.
Sure.
Stuff like that. And,
yeah, no, we've all tried that. And
are you allowed
around
to run staggered front, like smaller at one side and bigger on the other? Or
sure.
They don't care? Well, you could do a lot to make these things just
well, it
drive
seems
around.
Like the main thing.
I'm going to try spinach, though.
Spinach?
Does that work for Ben?
You better get your spinach.
Did he tell you where he put it in the car?
Nope. But I watched the video.
But you know what you should do?
Idea.
You should do him a favor and get him spinach. Just put it right in his gas tank and let him know after the race that you gave him spinach. You're helping him along.
As a fellow competitor, I'm so proud of him that he, you know.
That's
wins.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. Because I remember when he first came out there, I think he had a lot of trouble. I mean, you're talking
it's
spin after
first,
spin.
Yeah.
And it's tough to
sure.
you do figure it out.
Just like the 47 car, he's come a long way.
Yes.
You know, he's doing some really good laps. Really.
Are there some newbies that you've seen that this race that you haven't seen
yeah,
before?
Yeah, TJ, in the yellow car, a guy named TJ, he finally did like 12 laps without spinning out,
oh,
you know,
cool.
So he's pretty proud of himself. So it takes a lot of practice.
Are you allowed to do like team? Let the other guy kind of ride against the front.
If you catch anything, though, you spin out. So.
Really? That, well, I know it's from the stands, it doesn't look that hard, but you know, you can
oh,
adjust to it. You get into
not
it,
that
it's
easy.
Just not what it looks like. So
I'm sure you probably could, but it's just that you don't have the practice time
right.
to actually
to
make
Friday
it
night practice.
I just want to win.
And what about riding the wall? Is that still an option?
Sure.
that's what I would
do.
Honestly, that's probably what I would do. If I ever got a skid plate, I'd just start right on the wall.
You would have to keep so much momentum, though, to stay up there because with the
but you would have to
banking,
put any brakes on.
That rear end just slides down.
Yeah.
We got to get you behind the wheel.
Oh, man, I'm scared too.
That's his bucket list.
I can see myself like not even making it around the track just.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I don't think I can make it around the track.
Oh,
but
yes,
it depends.
You can.
I don't know.
I think so.
I think we should have more demolition derbies, though. That would be fun.
But I have raced a front-wheel drive before, so I kind of know how they react differently than a rear-wheel drive. So, except I haven't done it without... You know,
wheels.
Any wheels
yeah,
on the
it's not, I'm just thinking, it's not without the rear wheels, it's not even that much different.
Right.
Yeah, the back end don't slide as much.
Right. You have a little bit of resistance, but unless you e-brake it and go around summer
so
circles.
How do you end up starting in the back? Is it started by qualifying?
Random.
You guys do just a
random
draw?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now after this, they'll do they'll reverse the starting order based on points. Or and then it'll be average finish. So I'll start second to last this time.
Mm-hmm.
But at least Ben will be behind me. I'll have a fighting chance. And Dennis will be right in front of me, so that's going to be tough because he's super fast now too.
Right.
I can't pass him unless he makes a mistake.
Did any of TJ's cars that he had for sale end up sold and out there? No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
So it's still available.
Another chance, Gary.
Here's your chance.
Another chance. And it's a proven wall rider.
I only wondered if I can shoot flames out the top of it.
That could be negotiated.
You could negotiate that, huh?
Heck yeah. It does shoot the flame.
And we get two of them, right? It's stuff two. The two of them.
Yeah, two.
Oh, man. Don't tempt me.
What the hell? Just pile on everything else. Let's go.
You need more.
What theme would you be?
You know, I don't know. I have to think about that. Probably Deadpool. Yeah. I don't know.
But it's a great way to get people from the stands into racing. It is very affordable. But I like the idea that someone posted we should have more demolition derbies too, though, because that's a lot of people start that way.
Gary's tried that. Gary's, you know, from a demo background, and you've tried to put together some good demo races, and of course, always has contributed as many cars as needed. But there just isn't the participation out there. I mean, it's just tough to put together a good demo. Well, I'm sorry. I take that back.
Uh-oh.
Because locally, there is a demo
that
just does demo, and they put on a hell of a show.
And speaking of that, Billy Grasser wrote in 2 weeks.
Are you serious already?
Yep.
So just for some reason at the track, it's hard to get a demo going. But they do have a demo only.
I think, though, the reason why demo doesn't go that great at the Bullring is there's no money. And that's what's going on at the Plaza. I mean, it's $10,000 to win.
Well, or more.
Or more.
So if we get sponsors to put up the purse, mm-hmm. I think we get more participation.
No, that's true.
Because if you're going to go beat yourself up and thrash your car.
Well, let me tell you, I didn't know anything about the demo world before. These are professional demolition.
So is
I'm
Gary.
Calling performers.
I've seen Gary drive, and he is too.
You should have seen the one off those ones. They bring extra rear ends.
I can't believe the crap they bring. And the way they.
Yeah, because it's 10,000 wins.
Well, and they make their demos, they fix them to where. They break a certain way, right? So
they
bend a certain way.
That's when I started. I raced the street stock, and we engineered them to bend a certain way, because otherwise you're replacing frames every week.
No, exactly. You know, and that's, I guess, part of knowing how to do it and experience and stuff like that. But so that's cool. 2 weeks. That's what I look forward to.
You're not going.
I'm not going. I got somewhere else. I got somewhere else to be. But
in 2 weeks, where are you going to be?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
It's a top secret.
Where are you going to be?
That's a secret, too.
The opposite. The opposite side. That's top secret.
We're taking a vacation from each other.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to Baja.
I know, right?
In 2 weeks?
San Felipe, technically.
In 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with you. That's where I'm going, right there.
See, there you go. You'll be in Baja.
You
I'll
have
be
to
close
bring
to
your
Baja.
Own pillow, your own towel, wipes, sanitation.
Oh, man.
If you can get it.
Your own hazmat suit.
Uh-huh. So what did they used to supply that stuff before, or what? I mean, you said now this year you have to bring your own stuff. Would you just,
Well, I was brought
it
anyways.
So now now all the stores are going to run out of pillows because everybody's going to go buy a new pillow.
No, that's just, I'm taking my own pillow. Mexico.
So you're actually going into Mexico?
Yep, San Felipe. That's
so if you haven't been there, you need a they give the single passports now to go into Mexico still? Is that how it's done? You don't have to get the regular one. You can get an ID card looking passport just for Mexico. So you got to get that. Otherwise, you have to live in Mexico forever. Or you can find a spot in the wall. You can come on.
Underground.
Underground, yeah.
No, Cindy, they'll let you back. Trust me.
Don't forget your ID.
Yes.
I would have gone to the Mint 400 this year, but someone planned a race that weekend, so I raced instead. But anybody go to the Mint?
You know, you would think that somebody would have, because they have gone in the past every year. But
I got trucks to work on.
I think somebody's been busy. Next year, though.
Yeah.
Actually, there's some cool stuff at the Mint that I can't talk about, but possibly in another year or two that could start coming together. That's huge. But Gary don't even know about this.
Well, there's a lot Gary doesn't know about, so I get it.
Oh, you'll know.
Typical.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll know as it
always
as
the
it,
last to know
as it forms.
If it involves me in a trophy truck, I don't need to know right now.
And it could, because I'll keep that
yes.
in mind.
I don't need to know right now.
All right, I won't tell you.
Until one day before, then you can tell me.
Did you go to the Mint?
I went to contingency on Friday before practice.
Because you wanted to, or is that like part of work? I mean,
yes, I wanted to see some race trucks. However, they started racing on Friday instead of Saturday this year, so half the cars were already at Prim, so there was like no one down there. There was like maybe 6 race vehicles.
No kidding.
But I got to hang out with Brendan Gaughan and Mike Montez with the Justice Brothers booth, because they sponsor me, and CLS Whiskey, who sponsored the Mint. So that's what's in the decanters, the
CLS
commemorative.
Brendan Gaughan's thing.
City
right?
Light Shine. Yep. Yeah.
Cool. That's
they
cool.
had mixed drinks there, and you could buy the commemorative Mint 400 decanters in the El Cortez.
And that was down in Prim?
No, that was on Fremont
downtown?
Street.
Okay. You know, and that's part of the problem. I think the Fremont today is different than Fremont with the Mint in the past. So I think you're going to see some changes coming up because of that. You know, the downtown area is not like what it used to be. It used to be welcoming for like the Mint and what they used to do. Bringing the
I thought it was cool. I mean, they shut the entire East Fremont off, and you know, the cars technically are supposed to parade down there. Tons of vendors.
Right.
So if you needed lights or shocks or radios or anything, there was a ton of vendors, good food, booths down there. It was pretty cool. There just wasn't a lot of race vehicles, which is what I went for.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what part of the fun of watching is to see who's...
Although Brendan had his winning Baja 1000 truck down there, so that was cool.
Sweet.
And his NASCAR show car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We should wait. I wasn't invited.
You know, I seen a picture of him and Mike Henley together.
Brendan does this new thing, I think on Tuesdays, where he works with Pocono Raceway, and he predicts who's going to finish 20th. So if you go to his Twitter feed,
that's cool.
He broadcasts that. Maybe it's on Sundays he does that. He broadcasts it, you know, wherever he is, because he's quite the world traveler.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks ago it was at Disneyland. Last week it was the Mint.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
In 2 weeks it'll be in Baja.
That could be you. See, you're doing the Baja thing. Maybe you can predict the 19th place.
The 19th. I don't think anyone would watch it, though. Like, I don't think anybody cares who
we
I
would
think
watch
is going to finish
right
19th.
Yes. We would be some of your best fans.
We could make that up, though, for this radio show. Could say, who's going to finish fifth in the modified class?
Well, you tell you what, we'll make it the Cindy's minute prediction.
Yes.
Well, my number's 12. Maybe we'll do 12.
We'll do 12.
Who's going to finish 12? Although our class doesn't even have 12 cars. So.
Let's pick the modifieds. Who's going to finish 12th in the modifieds?
Pick the junior elites. Or not the junior elites. I'm sorry, the pro elites.
We don't
modifieds are the feature division,
but are the pro lates on the schedule anytime the same time as the super lates, or they always have them?
They're always
offset.
Yeah,
okay.
I think they're opposite.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's smart, because the whole idea is to be able to have them run either or. I guess.
Fans, they all look the same.
I know, right? Oh. So they don't. They won't know any different. But they had 16? No. Which is really good, actually.
16, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really good. Good showing. Good racing. The whole night went great.
So who got 12th this last race on the Pro Lights, Matt?
What would the prize be, though? We have to think of that.
I know.
What about
I want to see who's...
What about a sticker for the back of your cell phone? A late model series,
truck
series.
Sticker?
We'll think
of a late model series
I've got
t-shirt?
A lot of that.
Oh, there you go.
How about an On Wheels Now t-shirt?
On
yes.
Wheels Now t-shirt? That's cool.
Did you get On Wheels?
She did.
So what were we looking for in the
pro? 12th in the pro late models.
12th.
Just to get an idea who's...
Eric Martin.
Eric Martin. Okay, I predict he'd get 12th next race, too.
I predict...
I'm sure Eric's really happy about that.
No, I'm just joking. Well, you know, he don't race that often out there, but, you know, it's good to see him come out. He's been around a long time.
We're trying to gain listeners.
Yeah.
Discourage
I don't him. Think he is. But maybe. He's a good guy, by the way. If you don't know Eric Martin, then you should.
How come you don't have him on the show?
Gotta ask Michael Miller that. He books our
I'm
people.
I'm taking over. I'll book him. Michael Miller, you're fired.
That's not the first time he's heard that, I'm sure.
He's busy.
Is he? Doing what? Having babies?
Yeah,
racing
he just had
cars,
a baby.
Right? Racing bombers.
He's changing diapers.
Did I see that on Race Monitor? He got second place or third? Or no, Simon got second.
Yeah, Adam Simon was second.
But he was up there pretty decent top
I think
fourth.
He got fourth.
Fourth, I think, yeah. Which is good.
And Pete Meyer got fifth.
Oh,
I
Pete
think
Meyer
that's
actually
what
raced.
It was.
Cool.
Matt's getting in there.
Hmm.
Yeah, Bombers. Yeah, Adam Simon first. Michael Miller came in fourth.
That's good.
Any new faces in the Bombers that you haven't seen before?
Couple.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of new faces, Donna Gunther made her debut in a Legends car.
Oh, well, she really?
Are you sure it was Donna?
Yes.
Well, a long time since
I thought that was the young girl.
Cheyenne's racing a modified.
Did see her name in the lists of the modifieds. Mm-hmm. Huh. Interesting.
Because the girls represent, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
get it done.
Got done. It's the Secretary of Speed.
That's right.
Back out. So, in the legend. So, that's cool.
That was a good race, too. Missed a lot of good racing there, Michael.
I know. I'll be at the next one, though. I won't be watching a lot, but I'll be there.
I'll give you a gift card to Pete's Coffee if you show up.
All right. To the next race? Yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Well, you might as well give me the gift card now to Pete's Coffee.
Are you going to run it or are you going to race in it?
I'm going to run in it.
You're going to race in
I'm
it?
I'm going to run in it.
Are you going to run the show? The late model show? Or are you
I'm going to
race.
Race
in it?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to race in it. I got some tricks up my sleeve.
All right.
I won't even tell Gary.
You're going to beat Gary this time?
That's my goal.
That's not hard.
I'm going to give...
And how many trucks do you predict then? We should do a contest for that.
How many do we predict or how many do we want?
Yeah. Both.
We're looking at between 12 and 14 that we can...
That's great.
Yeah. And that's with a couple of them that we know are not going to be there. So we've got a pretty solid show for the rest of the season.
I think we should recruit Matt Daly in full time in the truck series since he had so much fun and did so well that one time.
But he's in North Dakota.
They have airplanes.
I know. And there's cool stuff.
Yeah, they have airplanes, but Dennis jumps out of them. So.
That's stupid.
Well,
is Matt going to jump out of them?
Matt Daly's involved in some cool stuff, that some products that we're going to have out probably either mid or late in the season. So we'll get to showcase some of that stuff.
Well, I know he's watching, and he faithfully watches this show. So.
Yeah, he's you know,
he's addicted again.
That's good. That's what we wanted. We want to get him addicted. And
he was out here, you know, for the Kyle Busch show.
Oh, was he? Oh,
he the Star Nursery.
Thanks for calling me, Mr. Daly. That's all right. I don't blame him.
He was working.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah,
just saying.
Cool.
I'm sure he can find excuses to come out here.
Well, you know, and them guys are and it's not a problem, but them guys get so serious about what they do, and it's good. It's good to see that passion because, you know, ideally when we're talking to Matt and like Dow Warner and them guys, you know, like, hey, you guys want to have some fun, da da da, this and that, and they're like, when they were getting involved with it, they really took it to the next level. And really just, I mean, they wanted to win. And of course, that's the competition in all of us that as a racer. But, you know, they put a lot of work into it.
Even in our skid plate cars, I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, the only fight that Dennis and I have ever had.
Is it a race car fight?
Yeah, Dennis needs to drive a bomber and a truck for sure, Dennis.
Has he ever raced anything
No,
else?
And you know what? He has natural talent. Like, there's some people that have money right. and they make it in racing. And there's some people that just have talent, but those Dow boys have talent.
I think
they
Dennis just like seems calm all the time. So I think that's a good feel. And I don't know if he is or not, or if you really get his blood boiling.
Well, at least when he's mad, he's relatively silent.
So he's one of those quiet guys that he holds it in until he blows up
he's
one day.
He's not happy unless he wins, just like the rest of us, just like he's a racer,
right.
you know? So that's how I feel. Like, I didn't win. I'm the first loser. So, he, you know.
Yeah, that's tough, though, because, like, there's people out there that just love to be involved in racing, you know? And I guess I might be one of them guys. And some of the people say, well, why even go race if you're not going to think you have a chance to win? But
well, the atmosphere is fun. You
well,
know,
yeah,
I
well,
get
exactly.
it.
You know, that's part
but
of it.
But once I get behind the wheel, it's on. You know, I got to win.
I mean, you got to think of every race, all them, you know, 100 cars out there and trucks and stuff like that. There's only a handful of winners. And they're usually the same ones every week. So obviously.
The cream rises to the top.
That's right. And you know, and so all them people keep showing up, you know, so they must just love to be around the sport too. I don't know. Because they're spending their life savings on it too. Yeah. So there's about 100 people that don't give a crap out there that love adrenaline. I'm just kidding. Hey. There's some smart ones that have walked away and are hiking and camping and fishing.
I tried.
I know. That's tough to stay away.
Well, it's TJ Clark's fault.
Well, we all make our own decisions, but we do
well,
have...
Well, if somebody says, I have a race car, would you drive it for free? What are you supposed to say? No.
I'm going camping.
Yeah. No, I'm going camping instead.
Negative.
Right.
Like, all right. But, my arm.
But.
And then I had to go faster, and they had to buy a new car.
That
and
was
then I had
your
to
decision,
because
you could have said, yes, I'm going camping instead. No, I don't want
to
race.
I'm currently fighting the urge to purchase another car to go rally racing currently.
So why wouldn't Dennis let you take that one?
Because I'll beat it up.
Isn't it your car?
Yes, but he repairs it for me.
So what's the problem? You beat it up, he fixes
it? Oh, he'll
it,
do it.
So.
He'll do whatever I need him to do. However, if I beat it up, then I don't have anything to race against in
right.
a skid plate car.
That's true.
So if
but
I get another car,
it for you.
Isn't his car,
I can get another
is it,
car?
Isn't his car your backup car?
No.
Because that's what it should be.
No.
No, ain't that 59 your backup car?
No. He finished fourth. He's racing for a win too.
That cape, you can put it on any mm-hmm. one of those vehicles. I don't know, I'm just saying.
Is that cape removable?
Well, they are racers too, so that would be like sharing kids or something. Nope.
So was there other themed cars out there? Did you go out with your theme?
Of course. Dennis is still the Golden Knight. The shark car is still being transformed into the shark car. He did have a fin.
Okay.
And the hillbilly car with the sprint car wing, the
mm-hmm.
47.
Oh, yeah, that's a, yeah.
Rob still is
what
out there.
Themes would you like to see out there? I mean, that would be fun.
It has to go
I
with
think.
Your personality, though.
Yeah, that's
why,
true.
Like,
that's a good
Rob's
point.
A hillbilly, and so he's got
so,
a sprint
so
car wing on the top. He plays the, you know, Dukes of Hazzard
right.
song. You know, that's
oh,
hilarious.
That's
cool. Yeah, for sure.
So the clown, like with Klein, so
uh-huh.
kind of
that matches.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
cool.
I think it's funny though because they think it's so easy. You know, Chris
right.
told me at the end of last year, like, okay, I'm the champion in super late models. I'm coming for
I
the championship skid
yeah.
plate cars. One, he's not even driving.
Right.
But to think, you know, I'm glad that I make it look that easy, mm-hmm. where you feel like you could come out. But they didn't even race, so it's harder than it looks.
Well, that's the fun part, knowing that. Hey, you do make it easy, and somebody else thinks it's easy. I mean, you go out there and you get spinning, and you're like, man, this is harder than it looks.
It is, and that's what I tell the new guys is, yeah, it's frustrating at first. You're going to think this is stupid. It's not even fun, but just don't give up, and then once you get the hang of it, you know, like I said, it's like riding a bicycle. The first time when you were a kid, you mm-hmm. fell, you cried, it was frustrating, you didn't get it. But then once you got it, now bike riding's fun, right?
Yeah.
Same with the skid plate car, so... It's not as fast as a late model truck, which is way more fun, but it's still competitive.
It's
I just want to be faster than the next guy. You know
right.
what I mean?
And it's a different form of racing. That's all. And it takes technique to be able to keep that thing going as fast as you can get it without two back wheels, dragging it with the front, front end. So
I would race big wheels, you know. I expect to race. Just want to be faster than the next guy.
Didn't they have big wheel races before?
Yeah, they used to.
And,
for the kids on the
ain't that new thing with big wheels? They put plastic on the wheels and they slide out like the skid plate cars.
Oh,
I don't know what it's
they
called.
They always used to do. Well, we used to make
yeah, you
do
had
that
brake, make it slide around the car.
See, you can race that with that on the rear wheels and go around.
And
the
I
track.
Would. It would be even cheaper than a skid plate car. I should do that.
You can't find big wheels anymore. Gary had to be different. He had the green machine with the levers on.
Well, obviously, skid plate racing is affordable, but what tell us about the late model truck series. Like, you guys, do you have extra cars? Are you still selling some, or can you rent one?
You know, if you're interested in renting, yeah, we always try to keep one or two open. If you're interested, get a hold of Gary.
Yes.
Or myself.
Get a hold of Gary.
Gary's
more than happy to
get
help
hold
you.
Gary. Or myself, but they're a lot of fun. You got to race one. You know, we got a really good season lined out. Go to lmtstruck.com and check out our schedule there. You can also check out our Facebook page. I don't even know what it is. Facebook.com/ Lay Model Truck Series, I think, or something like that. So check it out. But, yeah, we have a really good schedule out this year. Our opening nights this weekend, so we'll be out there Friday night practice, and then of course Saturday for the race, and then our next race after this is April 11th down at Havasu. So the first couple of them are going to be a lot of fun. We have we go Nevada, Arizona. After that, we head to
Orange Show,
California, and we have a race at Orange Show there. It's really fun. Exciting track. A lot of guys are scared of that track because there has been a lot of carnage on it. But that's what makes it fun. You know, it's not a high speed track, but it does take some technique to get around it properly. A couple guys
and
struggled.
A fun track.
And it's fun. You know, yeah. And it's, I mean, who else doesn't want to race in the middle of a town? Right?
Yeah.
Have you been to Orange Show?
Mm-mm.
No. You should check it out.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
May 16th.
Yeah. So, but anyways, really good race schedule lined out this year. But we're looking forward to it. It's
and
be a good race
if you win
weekend.
The heat race and your main event.
Throughout our whole season. If you want a free pair of these, there's two ways you can get them.
Win.
Well, actually, one way to get a free one.
Yeah, one way to get a free one.
Two ways to get them. One way to get a free one. The free way is to rent yourself a late model truck in the late model truck series. Go out and win the heat and the main event on the same night, and you get yourself a free sponsored by Here Clear, Cindy here, and she'll come custom fit them for you and get them set up for you. The other way, is this the current price?
Yeah.
So for $225, which is really a great price, good competitive price. We've seen a handful of those when me and Gary went to PRI show, and let me tell you, they don't compare to the sets that you make.
Not even close.
Not even close. So get a hold of Cindy at 725-333-HEAR for $200, just over $200, man. They're custom fitted, any color you want.
And if you don't protect your hearing now and you need hearing aids from me later,
that's right.
You'll spend a couple $1,000s.
Really? Well, they get up there. But if you do need it,
I can
you
also help you with that.
Take care of that. And if you're a racer, you might as well get it done while you're getting your earbuds because you're going to need them later.
That's right.
So you can store your files for later.
That's right.
But and I just found out you also make custom earplugs,
yep,
which is actually a great idea, and custom colors. So, you know, get a hold of you.
Musicians' plugs, anything to protect your hearing.
That's cool. What's a musician's plug?
So it takes out some of the...
But not all the...
Right,
noise.
So you can still hear like yourself.
How do you do that? I mean, is it like you use a different compound than what you use for these?
No, you can use the same compound, but it has...
just for different density?
Venting.
Oh, okay, it's different venting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's interesting. I don't know, you know.
And you can get it with plugs that you can plug it into your...
Oh, your amp or
your
whatever
board,
you
yeah.
plug it into.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Ready to start a rock band, Gary?
Or you know, like police have those radios and they have the earbuds. I can do those custom buds.
Oh, you had some custom, Gary, right?
So. And we do service, so in case you break them, and they don't
now,
work right.
Now, for your service and stuff like that, do you also go to them, or do they have to come to you?
Whatever works for them. Obviously, I'm going to be at the racetrack, so you can always find me there.
Oh, sweet.
But you can also come to my beautiful office in Henderson or in Boulder.
Two locations.
Two locations.
But you can't be in two places at one time, but you will meet them at either location or one
or
of your...
I can come to them, especially if you have a race shop.
There you go. You'd love to see... Actually, you preferred to go to the race shop.
Yes. If you have a race shop.
And if you do call Cindy, don't be surprised if me or Gary's with her to go to the race shop.
Part of the job.
Yeah, exactly. Part of the job. If not, though, if you're not taking care of them, one of your qualified employees, Ken, am I speaking out of line?
Oh, I'll personally handle
you
it.
You will? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She ain't going to send the employee to the race shop.
Well, I mean, let's say you're in Boulder.
I have talented employees, yes.
And they can,
do the same.
All right. But you typically are the one that does the race buds and things like that. They can do the hearing aids and other things. So, okay. Sweet.
They do the hearing aid. She does.
She does race stuff. That's how it should be.
Yeah. Right? That's my goal.
Exactly. You know,
I was seeing this thing today. It's there's a difference between following your passion and following what you know your calling. It's following your, I guess what you're called to do. So they made you write like, well, what are you good at? It's like driving a race car.
That would be tough.
Helping
questions.
People. So then you have to try and, you know, if you design your life around what you're good at, then you'll be successful, hypothetically. So I was trying to think, well,
oh, shit.
I need to.
That's a tough question because I put napping. You
I was
going
to say sleeping.
Eating.
That explains it all.
But it has to be financially. But then you also have to put in the financially viable thing. So I keep trying to find ways to make racing pay.
You know, and that's a tough balance for anybody. And there's people that really perfect that will not race on their own money. They absolutely will not race unless it's on somebody else's money. And I understand that, but I would never race them because it's tough to go out and get sponsorships and things like that. That's not an easy task to do, and especially in the different levels of racing.
Yeah, but think about what you're good at. Like, you're good at repairing things. So you can make like
maybe
a career out of repairing some. What is it that race car drivers need that you have that skill in?
Earbuds.
Hey, that's easy. She found her niche.
This is
all
I can come up with. That's a lot.
Well, no,
earbuds
and
I have to do to pay for racing.
Well, and it's connected to racing. It keeps you in racing. So that's cool. That's actually a cool connection that you have. And someday, if you ever, like when you're like 88 and you give up racing, you can still be doing this and be part of racing.
Right.
Still going to see the race shop.
And you're going to have the classiest ear hearing aids.
Right.
The retirement facility.
That's right. They'll have little capes, Wonder Woman capes off of them and shit.
That'd be so cool.
Where is everybody?
Everybody
keeps going to Cindy's room. She's still making them.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they're her earrings, but they're actually her.
Anyways. We're running out of time. This weekend's race, tell me about it real quick. What time is it? What time? We got the late model truck series. You go to lmtstruck.com or you can go to lvms.com. Click on the bullring link and check out the schedule there. 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
Gates open?
Yep.
And then?
Stand gates open at 5.
Okay. And we got what else is racing that night?
You got the modifieds, the bombers, the super late models, the late model truck series, the legends, bandoleros, and skid plates.
Cool. And we'll see Cindy out there again this weekend, and you can come check out the late model truck series race this weekend. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff we forgot. We're sorry.
Yes.
Thanks, Cindy,
we'll
for coming
next
in.
Week.
And make sure you check these out. So, appreciate it. We'll see you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for coming in, Cindy. Thanks for listening.